Welcome to the Neighborhood Cafe with your host, Amy Lively. Since there isn't a real cafe in Amy's neighborhood, she invited her neighbors over for coffee in her own living room, the best place for starting new friendships and nurturing old ones. Invite a girlfriend to listen along with you today as Amy shares a whole new way to love your neighbors at the Neighborhood Cafe.
Thank you so much for joining us today at the Neighborhood Cafe. I don't know about you, but in my neighborhood, we don't have a corner cafe where I can just meet people and sit around laughing, maybe sometimes crying, with a bunch of girlfriends and neighbors until our cups grow cold. So I've lived in a lot of different neighborhoods here in Ohio and across the eastern United States, and none of them have ever had a cute little neighborhood cafe. My husband and I once lived in 4 houses in 3 states in 2 years and landed less than 1 mile from where we started. We moved from Lancaster, Ohio to Knoxville, Tennessee to Charlotte, North Carolina, and then back to Ohio all in 22 months. And what a whirlwind. Can you imagine how long it took me to dig things out of that mess? I mean, if somebody would ask, where's the dog leash? I would have to retrace its steps from the old house to the old house to the old house and then finally see where it might be tucked away in the new house. One of those neighborhoods where we lived was just filled with the sounds of children playing while neighbors chatted on wide front porches. Another neighborhood was lined with homes whose families had been there for so many years. I mean, everybody knew everybody and everybody's business. Another neighborhood that we lived in was brand new. No one knew anyone. Everyone was just wandering around a little shell-shocked as they tried to unpack their boxes and figure out this new place they were living. And still another neighborhood was so peaceful. It was so quiet, in fact, that you could take a walk on a Sunday afternoon and not see a single person. It was a little bit eerie, actually. But we're back in Lancaster now, where we were both raised, and we're raising our daughter here. In fact, all 4 of our parents live within 2 miles of us. They have 220 years of combined marriage experience between all of our parents. Isn't that just amazing? That is such a gift to our family. We just love having them nearby. But as we've moved around, I've lived on busy streets and side streets. I've lived in small towns and big cities. One thing has been the same in every neighborhood where I've ever lived. Inside every home are people who need the Lord. Some of them are blissfully unaware. A relationship with God has just never even been a part of their lives. Some of them are stubbornly resistant, and I know all about that because that was me for a very long time. And I'll share about more of that in a later program. Others in our neighborhoods already found the Lord, and they're eager to share our prayers and praises. But we may never have met them. That's because of the other thing that I found in common in every neighborhood where I've ever lived. It really takes some effort to get out there and know our neighbors. See, I knew that good Christians should love their neighbors, but I just didn't know how to do that. I mean, God has told us that the single most important command in the entire Bible is to love God. Specifically, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. That one comes a lot easier to me than the second command that the Bible says is just as important. Love your neighbor as yourself. Those verses are from Luke 10:27. They're also in the New Testament books of Matthew and Mark, and they're just quoting Old Testament books of Deuteronomy and Leviticus. So all through God's word, we're told to 1, love God, and 2, love neighbors. In Luke 10:37, Jesus explained that our neighbors are anyone to whom we can show kindness. And you know, ever since then, we've been trying to twist that definition to fit our comfortable lives. I know I have. That's what I've done. See, I've always felt a little bit guilty about Christ's command to love my neighbors. I mean, I don't even know most of these people. And can I just be really honest here? Some of the ones I do know are a little annoying. I mean, surely loving my neighbors does not have to include the ones with barking dogs and loud parties. I mean, it has to mean the ones whose houses look like mine, whose families look like mine, and who carry little doggy litter bags when they walk through the neighborhood. It's easier to love those people, isn't it? when God first laid it on my heart to love my neighbors. I argued with him day and night. I argued, Lord, who has time to make all of these new friends? I just don't have time to do this. I mean, at that time, I was working a full-time job. We were growing a family business. I was raising an elementary child who, you know, I loved spending time with her. Honestly, I don't really know a single woman who has time to go out and make lots of new friendships. But I'll tell you how that worked. I asked God, you know, can I just go to Africa? It would be so much easier than to do that, than to walk across the street. I mean, I just wanted to tote my 50-pound bag of rice over to Africa and take some pictures and come back with a nice scrapbook of what I had done. Isn't it loving my neighbors? When I support a child in Ethiopia with my monthly check that we send every month, isn't it loving my neighbors when I give to my church and then they help missionaries all over the world? And I just asked God, can I just slap a fish bumper sticker on my minivan and just be done with this thing? And then I asked him, you know, what's this whole love thing mean? I mean, does it mean that we have to spend every weekend grilling out together? Does it mean I have to invite everyone to church, or that I have to march them down the Roman road to salvation every time they walk down the street? I mean, these are really interesting questions, aren't they? And we might all give a little different answer as to what it looks like to love our neighbors and what our fears are about loving our neighbors. And those are some of the things we'll talk about on this program. But God gave us his number two command, love your neighbor. You know, but for some reason, he's not sending neighbors two by two to our doors, like the animals all lined up for Noah's Ark. In fact, when two people come knocking at my door, I usually just pull the blinds and stand really still until they get the message and go away. So that's what I'd like to talk about the most on the Neighborhood Cafe, how we can love our neighbors without being weird about it. You know, I'd always wanted to live near one of these neighborhood cafes. None of the neighborhoods had one, so I made my own. I just created a time that I could gather with my neighbors, with my girlfriends, in my own living room, and we created this time where we could talk and laugh and share and learn. And I'd like to tell you what it was like as I got to know the women in my neighborhood, how I felt, quite honestly, very afraid and intimidated. It was a little bit awkward. I didn't know these people. I'd been there for 7 years at that point, but by the time I went and knocked on my neighbor's doors and said, "Hi, I'm Amy, and I live over there, and I'd like to get to know you." But I'd like to share how God used my very, very imperfect life, covered by his perfect grace. Just today, I read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good thing." He sure gave me a bunch of grace as he introduced me to the delightful women he has carefully arranged around my home. And I'd like to introduce you to the friends I've made and tell you about the fun times we had when I finally began to love my neighbors in a whole new way. As I opened my home to my neighbors, I kept track of everything that worked and all the mistakes I made, because frankly, there were many. And that little neighborhood cafe that started in my living room has now grown into a national ministry. And I've had the joy of helping women all over the country get to know their neighbors in their own homes. If you'd like to learn more, just check out my website. It's theneighborhoodcafe.net. My ministry at the Neighborhood Cafe is one of my responsibilities at Life Church, where I'm an associate pastor. We're not really very big on titles at my church. All associate pastor means is that I do whatever needs done for whoever needs it done. But our church is one of dozens of churches here in Lancaster and Fairfield County who are partnering together to learn the art of neighboring. You can imagine this is very close to my heart. But The Art of Neighboring is a book written by Jay Pathak, a pastor who is actually from Central Ohio, and Dave Runyon. The Art of Neighboring challenges communities to really love the people right next door. This isn't about converting people to believe the way we believe or think the way we think. It's not that at all. This is about intentionally moving from stranger to acquaintance, and then maybe, just maybe, not always, but maybe, even into a friendship. The first time these churches all met together was at a meeting called by Fairfield County Sheriff Dave Phelan, Fairfield County Commissioner Steve Davis, Lancaster Mayor Dave Smith, and the Lancaster Chief of Police Dave Bailey. And do you have any idea why all these government leaders are so interested in the old-fashioned biblical art of neighboring? It's because many studies show that there are two major determinants of our local safety. One is how many neighbors we know by name. And the other is how often we are present and associated in public outside our homes. Police activity is actually a very minor protection compared with these two things, knowing your neighbors and doing stuff with them. The number one thing you can do to create a sanctuary on your streets is to get to know your neighbors' names and do stuff in your neighborhood. Hang out in the front yard, toss a ball, talk to somebody over the fence. Isn't that amazing? Loving your neighbors turns out to be more than a random command. It's actually God's perfect plan to provide safe, secure communities to raise our families. So these area churches are continuing to meet together every month because, you know what, we're learning to be good neighbors to each other. There's no competition here. We're just coming together to encourage each other and learn about what's happening all across the county. Many churches taught about neighboring in the weeks after Easter. But you know what? This is not a one-shot campaign. This is not a sermon series that ends now. This is about a lifestyle that we're trying to foster in Lancaster and Fairfield County, where people are aware of their neighbors around them, and they just care enough to get to know their names. It's not weird. It's not arrogant. It's not pushy. It's just really simple. There's no hidden agenda to it. It's just getting to know our neighbors all over again. So if you're interested in learning more, you can go to the Art of Neighboring website. It is artofneighboring.com. You'll learn all about this movement. Now, if you go to theartofneighboring.com and put a slash and then Lancaster, what you'll see then is a map of our town, and you'll see your neighbors who have already joined this movement, and you can add their name on with yours. The idea is that with many churches coming together and many people all over the county deciding that, yes, I am committed to getting to know my neighbors, we can identify these people who might live nearby, but we haven't even met them yet. And we can partner together to create this safe and secure place to live. Maybe even get together and join forces to do something fun in your neighborhood, like a block party. You know, it's up to you because it's your neighborhood. You know what will work there. Come back next week and we'll talk again about the Neighborhood Cafe and the importance of relationships. First with God Himself, the giver of abundant grace, then with our neighbors who often need it the most, because I know I do. I'm right there with them. Thank you.
Thank you for listening today to the Neighborhood Cafe with Amy Lively. We hope you found this program to be an encouragement to open your hearts to the neighbors God has carefully placed around your home. Amy is an associate pastor at Life Church. Find them on the web at lifechurchohio.com or visit Life Church, 4 miles north of Lancaster on State Route 37. You can contact Amy and discover a whole new way to love your neighbors at www.theneighborhoodcafe.net.